little one that was an underreaction from the weekend for me, and I'll take some more of your overreactions and underreactions from the weekend. I think one thing that's been underreacted to has been an incident in the AFLW. The AFLW, it sort of got lost in the wash on the weekend. It was swamped by too much other great sport, but that's not the fault of AFLW. That's just so much other great sport happening. The AFL men's preseason started. The Women's T20 World Cup was on. The men's T20 against South Africa. The big heavyweight fight that I'll talk about after 1 o'clock. AFLW, though, to me, blew a massive moment to grab a headline with a game finish that became, to me, the sport's biggest dud of the weekend. You got a hard-fought first Q clash, and it ends with no one happy. The fans aren't happy. The players weren't happy. Everybody was lost with the fact that it ended in a draw, and no one won. It was a draw after, I mean, the days of having no winner, no big finish, no result decided for the fans that have paid their good money to go and watch a game, I think are gone. They're all over. Extra time has to be the go for the future. Have a big finish, have a highlight end to a contest for mine. Everyone feels dudded by that kind of ending. I reckon everyone felt dudded by that ending to the AFLW first ever Q clash. You look at the players' faces and there was no one happy. This is the lunch hour for Subway's Mediterranean range with four craveable flavours. Take a few of your calls on the draw as well. I think the draw's days are done. I'd like extra time.